In 1792, in a sermon preached in a Baptist meeting, William Carey urged his fellow pastors and brothers in Christ to enter the mission field, to support the cause of their missions with their money and their members. From that sermon came the famous line, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." That sermon is sometimes referred to as the Deathless Sermon because it sparked a missions movement that has not ceased to exist. Carey is known as the father of the modern-day missions movement, not only lending his voice to promote this movement, but his very life. Just within a year of delivering that sermon, Carey was aboard a Dutch ship sailing in secret to eastern India, along with his wife, his son, and a doctor. What was he doing? He was expecting great things from God and attempting great things for God. The work in India was anything but easy. Carey started learning the Bengali language, started translating the Bible into Bengali, and preaching to small groups. And 7 years later, he had his first convert. Carey's words and life would inspire other missionaries like Adoniram Judson, Hudson Taylor, and David Livingston. All of this because he believed, he expected God to keep his word of doing great things in the world. What do you expect from God? And then, what do you attempt in light of that expectation? With just a quick glance at the daily structures of our lives and what we attempt in the world, it would appear that some of us don't expect much from God. If that's so, then we find ourselves at odds with many faithful people of the Bible, including the main character of our passage for study over the next few days, Jonathan, King Saul's son. So I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow as he begins to look at attempting great things for God. And as you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the AfriCon LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout South Africa.